Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Russian forces are continuing their assault on Ukraine. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports air raid sirens in the capital sent hundreds of families back into Kyiv's subway system.
The strikes have knocked out power across the country and disrupted the relative calm felt in cities like Kyiv that were farther from the front lines. Gene Chizza, who is sheltering at a Kyiv subway station with his family, said it felt like the beginnings of the war.
For me, it's a kind of deja vu. It happened again, but this experience was so hard that you try to pack it in a package and put somewhere in a far square not to think about it.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is pressing G7 leaders for more modern and effective air defense systems to prevent such future attacks. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Kyiv.
On the sidelines of a NATO meeting in Brussels today, representatives from more than 50 countries discussed ramping up Ukraine's air defense. Also today, Poland reported it had detected a leak in a pipeline in a system that carries oil from Russia to Europe. A Polish operator says it was probably due to an accident. However, countries are on heightened alert over recent suspected attacks on Nord Stream pipelines under the Baltic Sea. Still unclear who is behind the explosions. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending the new COVID-19 boosters for children as young as 5 years old. NPR's Rob Stein says previously the boosters had only been available to adults and kids as young as 12.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky expanded the use of the new boosters to include children ages 5 through 11. Updated versions of the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines that for the first time target the Omicron variant. Some skeptics question whether the new shots are any better than the original vaccines, but the CDC says these boosters will help restore protection that has waned since kids received their original vaccinations, especially against the more transmissible Omicron variant spreading now. Public health officials are concerned that the U.S. could be facing yet another wave of infections this fall and winter. Rob Stein, NPR News.
A jury panel of 5 women and 7 men is deliberating whether 24-year-old Nicholas Cruz should be executed or serve life in prison for the 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland high school that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others in Florida. Cruz's attorney argues her client suffered a troubled childhood that included brain damage because of his mother's excessive drinking before he was born. She says those reasons and the fact Cruz pleaded guilty to the crimes are compelling enough reasons not to sentence him to the death penalty. From Washington, this is NPR News. 20 birds were released into the skies of Indonesia today, symbolizing the 20th anniversary of twin bombings that killed 202 people, most of them foreign tourists. And a wreath-laying ceremony was held at the Australian Consulate's Memorial Garden in Bali, one of many commemorations held in Indonesia and Australia today. Andrew Chabi survived the terrorist attacks that killed 88 Australians.
I was granted a second chance at life, and I make every minute count.
7 Americans also died in the bombings that were blamed on an Al-Qaeda affiliate. Myanmar's deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been convicted again. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok. This time it's on corruption charges.
In what's become an all-too-familiar occurrence, Suu Kyi was convicted on 2 counts of corruption, in this case, accused of accepting a large bribe from a local businessman. She was sentenced to 2 3-year terms to be served concurrently. Added to her previous convictions for sedition, breaching the Official Secrets Act, and fraud, to name a few, she's now been sentenced to more than 25 years in prison, and more charges are pending. Suu Kyi has consistently denied all the charges against her, which her supporters, human rights groups, and Western governments say are an attempt by Myanmar's military to remove her from politics for good after the military's February 1, 2021 coup that removed her from power. She's been detained ever since. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.